The big difference is the ability to take new drugs that all have not yet been approved, and in fact, only one of the three has been approved for TB. And after doing quite a bit of preclinical work, taking them and using them together, it really is an attempt to leapfrog what otherwise would take probably decades of work if one were to do it in a more conventional manner of getting each drug approved and only then beginning to study them together.
As it stands now, people with XDR-TB, they can be on treatment for 2 years or longer with thousands of pills and injections. What makes this treatment for XDR-TB different from what is going on right now?
So first of all, in the vast majority of cases, XDR-TB is not cured, just to be clear. One of the latest studies showed that, in fact, if you follow these patients long enough, perhaps as little as 15% of them may be cured with the presently available treatments. So it's a pretty grim prognosis for anyone who has XDR-TB. The duration of therapy that we expect in the animal models that we've used, this treatment can actually cure in about 3 months. We will be treating patients for 6 months, and for those who have a good response but don't appear to be cured at 6 months, we would go on with treatment for another 3.
Where is the study going to be conducted?
The study is starting at 3 centers in South Africa. Because of the really experimental nature of the work, we are starting relatively slowly to make sure that we don't have any unanticipated side effects or problems. So we're starting slowly in 3 centers in South Africa, and then we intend to expand it after we get some initial experience with the regimen.
Why is XDR-TB so difficult to treat?
The major reason is because there's been so little investment in finding new treatments for TB that we don't have many new therapies, hardly any at all. And the old ones, just like the case in so many other infections, so many patients have become resistant, or the bugs have become resistant to the old treatments. So it's a combination of having outdated therapies and the lack of investment in trying to find new therapies. And that's why we get resistance that is virtually untreatable. This is not different or that different from what's really we're beginning to see in a lot of other infections where resistance is really becoming a major problem.
If the trials are successful, what is the next step?
The next step is twofold, or really threefold. The first next step, if the trial is successful, is to register this treatment so that it can be used in XDR patients worldwide, and to get that done as quickly as possible so that, in fact, we have a treatment for XDR-TB patients. The second step would be if the treatment is both efficacious enough and safe enough to actually then look at whether this would be a good treatment for multi-drug resistant TB who are not as resistant as the extensively resistant TB, which is XDR, and potentially even drug-sensitive TB, because what we're really trying to find is excellent short treatment that would be applicable to all patients with active TB and not even have to do what's called drug sensitivity testing and could treat all patients with the same very short regimen. In addition to that, if this treatment really is successful, we would be continuously looking at bringing in even newer and better drugs to further decrease the duration of therapy.
Will it be expensive for countries to acquire the treatment?
It really should not be, because each of the drugs that we're working with are really not that expensive to make at all. The big question when you get into treatments like this is really the volume, because the actual cost of manufacturing is very much dependent on how much is being manufactured. And if this is a treatment that can be widely used, then the actual cost of the drugs should really be very modest. And certainly the cost to the healthcare systems would go down dramatically by virtue of having an oral treatment, easy to administer, no hospitalization, no injectables, and all of those benefits.